don't have to do another one.
No. Yeah. He says, ripping faith from public life is like tearing apart our founding documents and pretending that the parts we wish to keep are a whole. Our guest today is Mike Pompeo. You may recognize him. He was Secretary of State from 2018 to 2021. I'm Stuart Shepard, and this is First Liberty Live. Greetings. Welcome. Thank you for making
time. It's great to be with you. It's great to be here today.
When we found out that we were going to get to interview, I was talking to my boss, Kelly Shackelford, the president of First Liberty. And he said, you know, every time you went overseas, it seemed like you started every speech, no matter what country you were in, talking about religious liberty. Why was that so important to you to bring up everywhere you went?
Well, as a personal matter, my faith has been at the center of everything I've ever done. I've been so blessed. But as a matter of the role of Secretary of State, I also knew that religious freedom matters an awful lot. Those countries that let people practice their faith, that give them the space to worship or choose not to, those countries are more stable, they're less likely to be our adversary, and they get it right. They treat every human being as they ought to be, with the dignity that comes from having been created in the image of God. And so it was a real priority for our administration. We spent a lot of time and energy on it. I think we made the world better. We created more space for religious freedom during our time, and I only regret that we didn't have more time to continue that important work.
It struck me that not only did you do that in nations where they would say, yeah, great idea, but you also said those things in nations that probably sat back a little bit in their chair when you did it.
Yes, well, the scripture commands that we go into hard places and do hard work. And so I had this incredible privilege to serve as the 70th Secretary of State, and gave me this opportunity to be with leaders who had not granted religious freedom to their people, and encourage them and make the case for them why it would be the practical case, the moral case for why this would be the right thing to do. But yes, we did it everywhere and always. We did it here at home, too. We had these big groups that came to Washington. We called them Ministerials for Religious Freedom. We brought thousands of religious leaders from every faith to Washington to fellowship for 3 days and to work and to increase the capacity to protect the persecuted Christians around the world and people of every faith. It was really glorious work, glorious part of my time in service.
Now, I was prepping for this interview. We found out last minute you were going to be here. I'm grateful again that you're here. And I found you just posted yesterday on National Review a really good article, and you deal a lot with religious liberty in there. So I'd like to have you unpack, because they only give you so much that you can write about in there. I'd like to have you build out on some of the thoughts you published in there. The article was called Take Back Our Country, Champion American Values. And here's one thing you wrote that caught my eye. You said the United States needs a revival. What do you mean by that?
Yes. Everyone watching this can see that we are engaged in a fight, the fight for the central understanding about who we are as Americans, what our nation truly stands for. Our founders knew this, right? We were built on a Judeo-Christian tradition. That tradition mattered. Our founders knew that the Republic couldn't withstand walking away from that. You talked about ripping this out of our Constitution, but ripping it out of our lives. You know, I was a fifth grade Sunday school teacher with my wife. I had the boys, she had the girls. I was a deacon at church. These are the things that make our nation so unique and so special. And so this is what I talk about. When I talk about a revival, it is about going back to our founding, going back to our roots, recognizing our heritage is not inherently evil, that we weren't founded on a racist idea that forever diminishes the United States. Indeed, our founding is noble and unique and historic, and countries around the world can see that. I got a chance to observe that. If we walk away from that, if we walk away from those traditions, then our republic could truly be at risk, and so this revival is most necessary.
You also write that there's no right more fundamental to a free society than the free practice of religion. And later you added, where religious freedom is denied, you can bet that tyranny will follow. Why does the one always come after the other?
I think it's a simple answer to that, is that if you aren't prepared to grant that simple right, if you're not prepared to say that someone who believes in Jesus Christ or believes in God, that they can't talk about that, worship, find fellow congregants to be with and fellowship with them, if you can't give them that important but simple right, then you're operating in a space that is filled with tyranny, filled with authoritarianism. You're also operating in a place that you feel politically vulnerable, right? Because if you can't withstand people who are of faith, if you can't coexist alongside them, and if you aren't confident enough in your leadership to permit people to practice their faith, then you end up in an oppressive place, because you have to tamp that down, you have to stamp it out, you have to wipe it from your country. Tyranny often follows in places where religious freedom is at its nadir.
And it's very likely because they had experienced it, why the founders made that the first right Bill of Rights.
No, they knew the history. And it's remarkable, too. You see people, immigrants who come to the United States, they saw it, too. I was in Colombia watching refugees flowing out of Venezuela, right? Maduro has denied them religious freedom, denied them the capacity to govern themselves, created a socialist regime, and I would see them as they were coming in. I went to Brazil, the northern border of Brazil, southern border of Venezuela. I went to Colombia, Cucuta, and stood at the bridge where they were coming across. These were believers who were coming across who understood that it was not only their economic livelihood that had been taken away, but their capacity to worship as well. Tyranny surely follows from the fight for culture and for faith.
You also wrote in there, the attacks on our First Amendment rights of free speech and religious freedom threaten the very foundation of what makes America the greatest force for good on the planet. Unpack that thought for us.
We have our ideas about the rule of law, property rights, contracts, how nations should engage, sovereign nations should engage. But in the end, it is our founding, our Judeo-Christian founding, that other nations can see creates the capacity for enlightened reason, for self-improvement, for self-reflection as a nation. There aren't that many countries that have that as their founding. We come together around this idea that indeed every human being is created equally and that they should have the capacity to live their life the way they want. We take it for granted here. Although we saw it during the Wuhan virus, we saw religious freedom stamped out in places, all on the altar of some higher objective. We worked on this hard around the world, but we need to make sure we continue to defend it here at home as well, because other nations want to see that the United States will live, will walk the walk that we talk about when we go around the world asking others to do just that, to preserve freedom in their countries.
First Liberty was really involved in that fight where governments were overreaching and telling churches. One that we defended in Louisville was the first major decision where they said, you can't meet in your parking lot because, you know, COVID can be transmitted from one vehicle to another. And another church in Mississippi, similar thing. And we've talked to people in churches in California who were told you can't sing during your worship services. How do we make sure that government doesn't persist in this overreach into the life of the church in America?
Oh, there's so many things. First, what you point out is we had the facts wrong, right? The first thing that the Lord teaches is to build your foundation firmly. Get the science right, the science of COVID traveling from car to car. Right, we know, they're talking about it on surfaces. Right, they had the science wrong. They had politicized the science. Second thing, believers need to make sure that they're engaged in these civic institutions. Certainly their churches and their faith community, but city councils, school boards, sheriff's offices, election offices, the list is long of local community places that have a real impact on the capacity for us each to practice our faith in the way we want to. We can't walk away from these things. They will come find us. They will come stamp this out of our lives if we don't do the hard work, the civic responsibility that we have to protect and defend our religious freedom.
I really appreciate your time. I know you've got a busy schedule, but anything else you'd like to share before I let you go?
Just lastly, I'm an optimist. I believe that the United States' best days are well ahead of it, but this only happens if we get it right, if we work, if we are fearless, that we refuse to give an inch, that we champion those values that are at the center of who we are as Americans. If we do those things, if each of us here at NRB today, if faith believers will go and communicate and be loud and strong and fact-based and tell the story, the narrative properly based on facts, then I'm long. America will continue to be the greatest nation in the history of civilization for centuries to come.
All good. Great comments. Mike Pompeo, thank you so much for making time for us. And if this resonates with you, please drop by firstlibertylive.com. Remember to like and share our videos. That's how we meet new friends. If this resonates with you, it'll resonate with them as well. We'll see you next time right here on First Liberty Live.